All right, fellas, welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline, your daily dose of grit, wisdom, and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something crucial, something that might feel a little counterintuitive at first, but trust me on this one, it's essential for building true mental toughness, self-compassion, and self-forgiveness. You know the drill. We're all about pushing limits, conquering challenges, being the best versions of ourselves, right? But what happens when you stumble? When you fall short of your own expectations or make a mistake? Do you kick yourself harder? Berate yourself for being human? Or do you extend the same grace and understanding to yourself that you would offer a good friend in the same situation? Ever felt like you're carrying around this invisible weight of self-criticism? You know, that nagging voice constantly reminding you of your flaws, your failures? That voice is relentless, right? It can be paralyzing, keeping us stuck in a loop of shame and regret. But here's the kicker. True strength isn't about suppressing those feelings. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving forward with compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Jake, this sounds like some touchy-feely self-help mumbo-jumbo," hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up on yourself. It's about cultivating a kinder, more understanding relationship with your inner critic. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that setbacks are inevitable, and that you deserve the same kindness and support that you would offer someone you care about. Here's what practicing self-compassion looks like in real life. Reframing your inner dialogue. Instead of harsh self-criticism, try replacing negative thoughts with more compassionate ones. When you catch yourself saying, "I'm a failure," challenge it with, "Everyone makes mistakes. I'm learning from this." Practicing mindfulness. Take time to be present in the moment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This helps create space between your emotions and your reactions. You can try simple meditation exercises or just focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day. Setting realistic expectations. Let's be honest, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but that's simply not realistic. Aiming for progress, not perfection, is key. Celebrate small victories and acknowledge the effort you're putting in, even if things aren't always going smoothly. Prioritizing self-care. This isn't about indulging in every whim. It's about nurturing your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. These are all essential for building resilience and cultivating self-compassion. Learning from your mistakes. Instead of dwelling on past errors, view them as opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, "What can I learn from this experience? How can I apply this knowledge to future situations?" Think about a time when you made a mistake, maybe at work, in a relationship, or even just something small in your everyday life. Remember that initial gut reaction, the urge to beat yourself up? Now, imagine approaching that situation with a little more self-compassion. Could you offer yourself some understanding, some encouragement, perhaps even a bit of humor? The reality is we all make mistakes. It's part of being human, but it's how we respond to those mistakes that truly defines us. When we practice self-compassion and forgiveness, we create space for growth, learning, and ultimately, greater resilience. So, remember, fellas, be kind to yourselves. You deserve it. Embrace the journey, learn from your stumbles, and keep pushing forward with a heart full of courage and a mind open to compassion. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your own life? Share your thoughts, stories, and insights in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for your daily dose of Masculine Spartan Discipline. We've got plenty more real talk coming your way. Until next time, keep it disciplined.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.